Real Nerds is a proud partner of the Denver Podcast Network. In the shadow of the mountains,
we speak.
Coming to you from the X-Axis, it's John of All Trades with your host, John X.
Welcome to this John of All Trades podcast promo. Each Wednesday, I bring you a brand new interview with someone fascinating and ask the question we all ask when we meet someone new. Hey, what do you do? It's fun, informative, and it's the 2017 Westward Reader's Choice Award winner for Best Denver Podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, and johnofalltrades.us.
Oh, hi, podcast listeners. There's many ways you can listen to the Real Nerds podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can also subscribe on Stitcher Radio. You want to send us a Twitter message? You can do that. It's so easy, at Real Nerds. Like us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. You can visit our website, realnerdspodcast.com, where there'll be a lot of articles for you to not only read, but to listen to our previous shows. You can also call us, 720-6NERDS5. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
I'm Andre Gower.
And I'm Ryan Lambert.
And you're listening to
Real Nerds Podcast.
Hey everybody, here's an exciting Real Nerds interview that we did at Denver Comic Con 2018. Hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to Real Nerds Podcast live from Denver Comic Con. I'm joined by Jagger and Zach from the Adventure Lounge podcast. Say hello, guys.
Hey, I'm Jagger.
What's up?
So, for those who may not be familiar, tell us what the Adventure Lounge is. Like, why would I want to venture into that lounge?
Really, we just talk about anything nerd. You know, I mean, we're just two geeks who happen to have a lot of good camera equipment, audio equipment, and we want to talk about it. I mean, we cover anything like what you do, anything movie related that's nerdy, anime, comics. We're real big into comics. We try to visit Comic Con. Try to visit any Comic Con around here. Maha Comics. Really, if you want unpretentious talk about nerds, then that's what we try to do.
So you kind of provide a more laid-back conversation.
Yes.
Yeah, we try not to single anybody out. We try not to be like, this is our opinion. Our opinion's right. Like, you're wrong if you don't believe it. But we believe. We just try to give the facts. We just try to talk politely about what we care about.
Much more like, kind of just like, you know what, man? This is what it is.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate that. And actually, like, you know, within that, and it's hard nowadays within the nerd culture especially to not get passionate and vitriolic to a degree. And actually, I met Jagger this morning, and he and I were blankly discussing, like, plain and simple, the whole how, like, Star Wars fandoms become, like, the volatile issue of the day. How do you guys tend to balance that out in your show as opposed to, say, others? Like
a lot of it is I think about what I'm going to say, and I'm like, does this sound douchey coming out? that's half of it, is that right there, finding the balance.
You're not alone. That's every single nerd on every single episode of this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. And then another big thing is, like, on certain movies, we'll have different opinions.
Right.
So, like, the Last Jedi, it's like, he didn't like it that much at all. And then it's not that I liked it a lot. It's just I thought it was fine.
Yeah, and I might be the most passionate one on there. I'm just a fan of Anarchy Yoda, so
yeah.
And that's like one where I make sure to say is like I didn't like it for this reason, you know. And I try to give a valid one other than like this is not what I grew up. And you got nerds like let's say like Watchmen for instance. Most nerds were pissed at any comic book movies like it didn't follow the source material. Zack Snyder gives something frame by frame to a comic book. And it's like it is too much like the comic book. It's just like what do you do as an artist?
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to get Zack Snyder so depressed that he'll start making The Fountainhead as his next project. So.
Or you just get a really, really sad Justice League. That's probably why we got Justice League.
That's kind of what we got,
Like, everyone shit on him so hard for Watchmen. He's just like, well, you got a depressed Superman and Batman. That's what you got.
That might be the one movie last year that I was like absolutely like nope, not going back. And then I got an email this morning. It said on Amazon, it said, you know what, you could get Justice League on Blu-ray for $10. It's gotten dropped down to that price, and I'm like,
that sucks,
maybe tonight.
I bought it.
Yeah. Like if it's down that far, maybe it's worth it for me to just get it out of the way.
So how did you guys get started, you know, with Real Nerds?
How did we? Well, the interesting thing is that I am a later addition. I started coming on the show as a guest to promote my own stuff. The show was started back in 2011 via Brad here and also Ryan and James, our two other nerds. From way the legend has it, gather around, children. They just, you know, they'd done podcasting prior, and they just kind of set up this. They set up the site. They bought the server like space that they needed, and they just started doing it that way and getting it through the outlets of iTunes and Stitcher, which, I mean, like, looking at it now as an observer, now a participant in it, I'm appreciative that they have been able to get it into that hit space now, because as things encroach over the next coming years, it'll be harder for you to get it into that iTunes or that Stitcher spot that you need. I mean, like, and when and you guys started, like, not recently, or
a month ago.
So, like, you still got the time to do that and, like, whatnot, but to get through those avenues. But really the thing I think that has made this show stand out has been Brad's tireless promotion of it, because he goes out, he promotes it in every possible way he can. If you look on our merch table, actually, there's a Blu-ray for Real Nerds Pod Show Season 1, which basically they took the characteristics of the people of the podcast at the time that they were, like, doing it, and just, like, kind of creating fictionalized versions of it. And that's kind of when I entered the picture, when I was starting to do guest work. Brad just wrote me a role as a shitty ghost who used to be a former member of the Nerds, and then Ryan killed him because I was not a fan of Army of Darkness, which is not true. I love Army of Darkness, but for the purposes of satire.
It's funny because in our set we have a poster of Army of Darkness hanging up.
Yeah, nice.
So. Yeah, it's like Bruce is a big part of our set. So.
Yeah, I know. Oh God. Just speaking of which, like, so as the Adventure Lounge, give me a sample of this. What were your thoughts on the final season of Ash vs. Evil Dead, and therefore the news also that we're not getting any more of it?
I'm the Evil Dead guy. I stopped watching after season one, not because it was bad, just because I didn't have any time and it didn't catch me like the originals did.
Right. The gauge wasn't there. Like, I had to cram two seasons in on Netflix because I had let it slip that long.
Yeah, and I'm probably going to have to do the same for the next two seasons. I mean, even though it's canceled now. But I love seeing Bruce Campbell back, but it just wasn't enough. Even though Bruce Campbell wasn't even in the remake of The Evil Dead, I thought that was better than the show was.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Brad, but I know that Ryan and James, the two people who aren't here right now, they love The Evil Dead remake, and I do too.
Yeah.
I actually remember seeing it. I saw it at the big Burbank Theater in the Burbank Mall in L.A.
Because
I was doing some festival work, and I went out to go see it, and I remember running out to have to puke halfway through the tongue-severing thing. Like, when it splits her tongue. I was just like, it was that intense. And then I came back in and watched the rest of it, and it was amazing.
I'm kind of messed up, so I'm pretty sure I was cheering during that part.
So the funny part, especially when it comes to, like, TV, you know, like, I'm the big TV buff on there. And for me, what makes me decide things, the very first thing is what network it's on. Generally gives me an idea of what kind of quality I'm going to get. And I was like, what is that? Evil Dead is on Stars, or was it on?
Stars,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, Stars on there. It's always a big miss for me besides a couple of things on there, so I was just like, I don't know if I'm gonna get to it. And I'm not, like, I know everyone crucifies me on this, you know, especially Zach, because I was like, I'm not a big horror guy, and everyone's like, you're a film nerd and you're not a horror nerd.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, it's like, there's comedy, there's action, you know, there's all these other genres. So that's, for me, one reason why I wasn't in a hurry. And it's kind of like the same thing, like, when I'm sick one day and I just want to watch something new, I'll binge the fuck out of it, you know, like.
So, so really quickly to ask, because of, like, the fact that you guys are now up and coming and whatnot, well, what got you started on this path to do it? Like, what did you guys say to yourselves before you decided to set up that camera and just start filming you guys doing it, or just sitting down and recording it on a piece of audio equipment?
Zach, was it?
So many horrible bosses.
What?
So many horrible bosses. So, I had it in my head that I wanted to make my own business anyway.
Right.
So, and then I also love all this all nerd stuff, so, and I had the equipment, I had the nerd background, so I decided, you know, maybe people will like my opinion, maybe we should put it together on,
which that is ultimately, in my opinion, why our show works too.
Yeah,
because, you know, like, there's technically five of us on this show. One of them lives in New York right now, but he comes on pretty frequently, and he does the Art House Asshole segment, which is basically him reviewing an Art House movie because Ryan doesn't want to watch them. But everyone has a distinct style, a distinct taste in film for that matter. Yeah. And I do think that that is a great reason why the democratization element of that we are experiencing nowadays does work, because, you know, like, you might think that your audience is limited, but what you end up having is actually, like, if you persevere on that internet search button, you'll find someone with an opinion that you can relate to, and therefore kind of, like, get you in the mood to, like, start engaging in your own discussions, and therefore maybe creating your own thing. But when you're doing the show, like, tell me a little bit, like, really quickly, how do you guys, like, format it? Do you guys do, like, an hour? Do you guys do, like, 15 minutes, 30-minute segments?
Really, because YouTube is our main focus right now.
Right.
It really depends on the topic. Like, we decide, like, we just had an LGBTQ episode. I'm like, well, we have this many topics. You know, we write out our bullet points. And we try to keep generally, like, 10 to 15 minutes. And and especially me, he handles, like, Zach does a phenomenal job at all the production. But me, like, writing the show on there, you know, that's my job to organize it. And then Zach, a lot of times, he's a human reference book on stuff. I'm just like, I'm like, hey, Zach, I'm trying to write this out. Give me some stuff, you know, and he just spits it out. And we're a good team because, like how you said, you know, you got someone that really pushes the work. That's where I came in. This was really Zach's brainchild, because, like, YouTube nerd and podcasting, that's Zach. And I'm like, hey, this is a great fucking idea. You know, I'm great at marketing. You know, let's do it. And then, you know, he's a little bit more shyer than me, so I'm not afraid. Like, hey, you guys do a podcast. We do, too. You want to talk?
You know, we also, along with the daily show that we try to do, we also have a weekly podcast we do.
Yeah.
And that's usually about an hour or two.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, before we go, can you please let everyone know where we can find you, whether that's via YouTube or via any other platforms?
The best place is YouTube, because that pushes us everywhere. All of our videos have links to Facebook, Instagram, our podcast, you know, and which is on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, anything on there. So the Venture Lounge, search that. You should be able to find us.
Okay, awesome.
All right.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for sitting down and talking with us.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. And that's been the Adventure Lounge coming to talk to the Real Nerds podcast. I'm going to call this the Adventure Lounge Real Nerds crossover event. It's like Infinity War, but with sad nerds. Good night.
Thanks for listening to another fantastic interview at Denver Comic Con 2018. We had an amazing time, and we look forward to seeing you again next year.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Real Nerds Podcast. Real Nerds Podcast is a production of Nebulous Visions Multimedia. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill and Plan 9 Studios for our kick-ass theme song. Also, if you're in the Denver area and you're looking for a cool place to see movies, we see them at the Alamo Draft House in Littleton and now also in Sloan's Lake. Thank you to Colorado Coins, Cards, and Comics for supplying us with all our comic needs, especially you, Andrew. You know who you are. And a big shout out to James's mom. I'm giving you an electronic hug that you can feel through the airwaves. Thanks for listening, and have a nice day.